Serena, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Yes. You came to visit Oroville, but out of that, you actually are creating something which will go out to the world. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your work, your mission, and what are you doing here?
Okay, so over the past year, I've been traveling the world, visiting different intentional communities, sustainable projects, permaculture design projects, and organic farms. And I make films as gifts as I visit each of these places. It's something for me to leave rather than just take all the knowledge. I would like to leave something behind for them. So I do it through the medium of film because this is what I was trained in. And yeah, I'd like to share the knowledge of others. And I think by making these films, it helps spread the word of what each place
intentional community is about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I believe you're also doing a film about Oroville Outreach Media, correct?
Yes, that is right, yeah.
How it's going to be? I mean, how you focus it?
Okay, so the film is called A Dream Down to Earth. Mm-hmm. And what it explores is how Oroville is today, how much it has achieved the dream and how much more it has to go. It's a short film, which there's not many, from I believe, about Oroville. Mm-hmm. They all seem to be quite long. So this one is just 15 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And it touches on each of the subjects, health, education, art, economy. And I think it's a truthful representation of how everything is now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, how it compares to the mother's dream.
How long did you spend around in our community?
2.5 months so far.
It's tricky, no?
It is. This place is so big. There's so many things going on. It's quite hard to capture everything, to be honest.
So the other intentional communities are much smaller than Oroville?
Yes, this is the biggest by far. The one I was at before was Findhorn. Mm-hmm. And then before that, Tamera in Portugal, which is about 200 residents.
Findhorn actually does draw parallels with Oroville since it started it probably almost the same time.
Yeah, I think 10 years difference between the two.
More or less.
Yeah.
So, how is Findhorn and how do we stand? I mean, in terms of sustainability or spirituality or...
That's an interesting question. So, spirituality-wise, Findhorn began with three people who... Elaine Caddy is one of the main ones, and she believed that she could connect with the plants and the flowers and had this voice within. Mm-hmm. And this is the main focus, I think, of Findhorn. It's that connection with the plants and how it began was they had dry desert land, just like here, and they grew the biggest cabbages from this connection with the plants. So believing that they could understand what the plant needed, and it was world famous for having the biggest cabbages. So this is how it began, really, for Findhorn. And I think that's the main spiritual aspect. They have a meditation every morning that they would like everyone to go to, and it's just like a connecting thing. But for me personally, I feel Oroville, there is more spirituality here. The Much Mandir obviously is a big factor in this, and Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. There's more access to materials of their teachings, and I believe they're very well studied, and it's more of a vast knowledge. While with Findhorn and Eileen Caddy and everything, there are some books of their specific beliefs, but it's not an educated, all-around philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's nice to put them both together, I think, and use a bit of each.
What about the other communities?
Very different. There's no community I've been to that are the same at all. So Tamera is a very special community. Its focus is the relationship between men and women. And it's more of a psychological experiment. I'd say Oroville is an experiment within itself. But Tamera is a psychological experiment of people. And it's very focused on community. A lot of talking, a lot of circles where everyone expresses their feelings within the circle with a guide stick hour. And it's a very close-knit community for sure. And then they do have the experimental side with technology and trying to live sustainably and regenerate the land. This is another big focus of Tamera.
Do you have any idea why there are those communities actually sprouting like mushrooms all over the place?
Well, from my perspective, I think it's showing a fault in the system. People are trying to escape. And I think this is the means why, how people are trying to do it, by trying to live off-grid and in a pocket of small people who they choose, they want to live with. And I really think it's going back to tribal times. And for me, I think this is the way we need to go forward.
Do you think it's not connected with the economy, with the, actually the greed of the capitalistic system, which is based on scarcity per se?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. And I think people want to get away from this.
Majority doesn't have nothing out of it, just hard work, no?
Yeah.
And slavery to the money.
Exactly. I think there's a fault in the system and people are trying to do their own thing to get away from it.
What about you?
About me?
Yeah. Where do you see your life? Because you are still pretty young. You just probably finished studying, something like
10 years ago, I finished studying.
Still.
And I worked in TV and film for 10 years, plus travelled. I worked for 2 years, travelled for a year. I'm actually leaving in the beginning of February, Oroville, but I have intentions to come back at the end of the year and stay here for a long period of time. One of my motivations for visiting all these communities is to see how each one is run, but also to see if I can find a home for myself, because I would love to live within a community. I think for me it makes sense, logical sense, sharing and being amongst like-minded people, you know, and trying to make a positive effect for the future rather than just being stuck in the loop of the system. So Oroville for me is the one that I've connected to the most. I love it here. There's good points and bad points, obviously, as in every place, but I feel that there's a gap here for me, and I can help and I can do something.
You can find your mission here.
I believe so. That's really
and
nice.
And you can do your transformation or karma yoga and practice integral yoga. So
exactly.
You can do all of that.
I can do all that here with beautiful people. And I can help.
So while you were doing that video, you came across with quite a many people, right? And projects you might otherwise, it would take you a bit longer to came across.
Yes, yeah. That's one thing I love about making documentaries is that I do get to see a lot of different things from different angles, and I get to meet interesting people and have great conversations and interviews, and I get invited to see many different projects. And doing this film within Oroville, I feel that even though I've only been here just over 2 months, I feel that I've seen quite a lot of things. There's still a lot more I haven't seen, but and I think it's incredible.
Was there anything you were really the most impressed, you know, like that something that said, whoa? Well defined or whatever.
I think it's really beautiful seeing so many people from different cultures and see how they are living together, because I think this is one of the hardest challenges.
Practice human unity.
Exactly. So this is very beautiful, and how much Oroville has achieved in nearly 50 years, for me, I find is incredible. You know, the actual structure of the place and all the buildings and the schools, the education, the health, having everything here. And all the activities, I think, is incredible. It's a playground. It is a playground. And there's so many things available that I love this. This, I think, is incredible. And this is one aspect that's drawn me here, because you can do anything. The freedom. This is what Oroville, someone told me last night, actually, Oroville is freedom.
It is freedom, but you set the boundaries by yourself.
Yes.
And if you're really sincere in aspiration, actually can be super hard work, and actually the hard work is to through the transformation for yourself.
Exactly, and that's how
that's
we progress.
That's a super hard and some are resisting really hard.
Yeah, but I think we have to go through that. It's not negative. Bad times are not negative, they're good. And we just have to power through, and that's how we grow and progress. And I think that's one amazing thing about Oroville, is that nothing is easy.
And for those who are not sincere, it's easy. They just come and give the money, they enjoy the space, so to speak, you know, they enjoy the retirement and that's it. But those who are really sincere, it's never easy.
Yeah.
It's actually just challenging you yourself.
Yeah.
And versus something which is way big above us all.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are many nice things, but is there anything that it's not really the way you expect the spiritual community or something of that scope as Auroville is to be in the space?
Yeah, one thing that surprised me here are the buildings. Mm-hmm. I thought that there would be more kind of sustainable, ecologically made buildings, but I'm surprised how much cement is still used here today. Mm-hmm. Compared to most of the other communities, all or a high percentage of the buildings are made from natural materials.
Mm-hmm. And probably the sizes are also not those villas mansions that you can see around here, right?
Yeah, there's not many tall buildings. I'm also surprised that there's very tall flats and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I understand because Auroville wants to have the capacity for 50,000 people, so this is probably necessary. But I think there's other ways of doing this. And yeah, for example, Tamara, they have one of the biggest in the Europe of straw bale houses, and mm-hmm. it's their assembly room. It can fit hundreds of people, and it's all made ecologically with natural materials.
But it also feels so nice to the body, no?
Oh, it feels amazing. The energy in this room, it's all made from straw. The acoustics are beautiful, adobe walls. It looks beautiful. It's cool in the heat. It's amazing, and I think Auroville should do more of these things. I know there's a few out there in Saprem's building blocks and things like this. The bricks.
But also the kick roof, the, you know, the original hut, they're quite sustainable,
yeah,
so to speak.
The only thing I understand also is the climate is so harsh. These roofs only last 2 years and you have to have it redone.
And it's also the insects, termites and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand that there's limitations.
The sacred groove is an experiment how to do the cob houses.
Yeah, yeah.
On how to mix your stuff.
This is good, yeah. I'm sure there's many small projects going on, but I think that this also needs to get mainstream because I see many new buildings being built right now. Mm-hmm. But still, it's all still cement.
Okay, so now when we would be able to see that 15 minutes long video of yours?
Okay, so on Tuesday the 12th of January, at Carla Kendra, I'm having a showcase night of all my films to do with communities, so all the different communities I visited in the last year. They are different lengths. Some are 5 minutes, some are 15, some are half an hour. So I'll be showing a selection of these, and then at the end will be the premiere, the world premiere of the Auroville film, A Dream Down to Earth.
Mm-hmm. That will start at what time?
5:30.
Yeah, okay, at Carla Kendra. 5:30 next Tuesday in Carla Kendra.
Yeah.
In the screening room.
Yes. Yeah.
Serena, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And
it's been great
chatting.
See you soon.